Mission Network News 4.5 minute version for Tuesday, April 19th, 2005 in 3, 2, 1. Anti-conversion laws in Sri Lanka concern believers. Another quake jolts Indonesia's Nias Island, leaving doors open for ministry. And Global Advance launches a new website. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Bliss. Sri Lanka tops today's news. Proposed anti-conversion laws remain a concern for evangelicals worldwide. Buddhist leaders have been pushing for 3 years to pass this legislation, but God's also been working in Sri Lanka. Jerry Dykstra with Open Door says the point of the bill is a deeper issue.
Behind all this is that the Buddhist party wants to suppress the growth of Christianity and stir up popular opposition to the Christian faith. We know that the Christian church is growing rapidly in Sri Lanka, and that's really an answer to prayer. In fact, in the last 20 years, Protestant Christianity has grown from 50,000 to 250,000.
Despite the great growth of the church, if the bill passes, it could have a devastating effect on both tsunami relief work and, Dykstra says,
it would just make evangelism out there very difficult and would hinder Christians in carrying out the great commandment of bringing people to Christ.
Pray that the gospel will continue to spread in Sri Lanka. We turn next to Indonesia's Nias Island, where another strong quake struck over the weekend. The tremor caused already traumatized residents to fear a repeat of the deadly March 28th earthquake. An HCJB World Radio medical team from Ecuador is on the ground providing relief, having returned to help with the earlier quake. HCJB's Sheila Leach is thankful for the privilege of returning to Nias to minister to quake victims.
I just see God's hand in an amazing way in that we were taken off this island and brought back again. I just see that God's hand of providence. I'm not sure that if we had stayed here Monday night, if we would still be alive today.
Team member Brad Quist says their second Nias return required prayer as it followed a helicopter crash that killed 9 people. But his bigger concern was for the people he met there.
Most of all, pray for the people of Nias Island. Over 50% of them are Christian, and 10 to 20% of them are now without home.
As the ministry broadens its scope, team members are establishing an Asia-Pacific region based in Singapore. You're listening to Mission Network News. This weekend's Indian Ocean quake jolted many survivors of the March 28th event. It was the second quake to hit the area in 24 hours, reinforcing fears in the fishing villages near India. Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India's Dave Straver says many of the fishermen are now afraid to go out on the waters, so their teams are doing vocational training.
We are also going to be starting adult literacy training and small business skills training. There are other kinds of alternate occupations that people can be involved in.
Straver says the natural disaster has proven to be the key to ministry in the area.
You know, they've been shaken up by God, and I think maybe this is actually God's plan to open them up to the eternal life that they can have in Jesus and really a freedom from fear in their lives. Before the tsunami, these fishing villages were very resistant to any evangelistic witness, and now they're wide open.
Funding is needed to keep the vocational projects running. Go to our website to help. Meanwhile, Global Advance Ministries is marking its 15th anniversary with a new website launch. It's an updated version of the ministry online that helps keep believers encouraged by what God is doing around the world through GAM. Just one more tool put in the hands of national pastors to support them in the work of the Great Commission. This month, Global Advance is in Burundi, Rwanda, and the Middle East. Please pray for the teams as they minister in these areas. Finally, Transworld Radio thought lack of funding would end their international women's radio ministry, Project Hannah. But just in time, God provided the money to continue broadcasting the hope of Christ to women in over 25 language groups. The Martin and Gracia Burnham Foundation felt a burden to reach Muslim women and provided TWR with funding to keep Project Hannah on the air. Now, many suffering women can continue to hear about Christ's love. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to receive the free book, Praying for Persecuted Christians in 52 Nations, from Open Doors Ministries, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It helps Christians pray more effectively for persecuted believers around the world. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it at our website at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.